it's a day late, but it's all right because it's still before the weekend gets here. And those that had texted yesterday, what happened to Bobby? What happened to Bobby? Well, we got him on. It's time for the FM Talk 106.5. Sorry, Fishing Report brought to you by McConnell Buick GMC and McCoy Outdoor Company. And the man that was hiding his phone from the rain yesterday is back with us now, Captain Bobby from 18 Fishing. Hey, brother.
Whoo, that was an adventure, too, and a lesson, you know, a lesson that we got reinforced, one that I already knew. But, man, I'm telling you, this time of year, you just never know where those little storms are going to pop up. And we had one that we didn't get caught in, but it was close, too close for comfort. We had to go hide out. And I guess that's a little short theme right here, man. Just keep your eye on those clouds. It's amazing this time of year when it's so hot how quickly a little small gray cloud will turn into a terrible lightning storm. And that's the last thing you want is on the water is lightning. So just kind of caution everybody to kind of keep your eyes out for those things, because this is the time of year when that thing happens, and that's what we were around yesterday. But anyway, back to the fishing, man. It continues to really be good. You want to get out and get it done early. This week we've got that, we're cycling into that tide change, which is later in the morning or noon. By the weekend, it's going to be changing at noon. So, you're going to have good moving water most of the morning, and you should be able to get out there and get it done before it gets stupid hot and crazy thunderstorms. So that's the good news, too, is you'll have water movement during the better part of the day as far as fishing goes.
Captain Bobby, I want to, first of all, you talk about that, getting out early or getting out late, have the water movement. But if that's, great for trout, that's great for most of the fish we chase inshore. Black fishing. I mean, if there had to be a fish associated with the month of August, triple tail or blackfish, does water, I've never even thought about tide movement when it comes to blackfish.
And that's one species, too, where, like, the cycle that we're on right now, it all fits really well together, because by the time it gets slicked off, mid to late morning, the tide quits moving. That's the best time to really go target those things. And, man, I tell you, it seems like we've had kind of a pretty good bumper crop of them this year. We've seen and caught blackfish on every trip for the last, 2 weeks now. I think every day we've seen at least one, and some days six, and then the other guys that I'm talking to are seeing them and catching them.
And you're not targeting them. I mean, that's not.
I'm not really that good at it. I'm real opportunistic. And so, when you get to the middle of the morning, when it gets really hot like that, the best thing you can do is, best thing I've found to be able to do is I turn on that 300 horsepower Yamaha air conditioner and start running some crab trap buoys. And that's a great way to catch fish and keep your crew and yourself cool. And that's how I fish them. I kind of run, at half speed, and you can see them, and they're anybody that knows anything at all about them, they're not, I don't know if they're dumb or they're smart, but they don't spook from a little bit of boat wake. And when you see one under a crab trap buoy or a, some kind of floating debris, you can loop back around and get the bait in front of them. And I want to touch on that for just a second. If you can take your, we all get excited when we see one, but if you can take your time for a second, take a look at the way the fish is facing. And you want to drag your bait, you don't want to throw it right on his face. You want to pull it in front of him. And preferably, if there is some current movement, you want to have the bait coming towards the fish, because that's the way he's going to be expecting it to come. So you got to be careful. Several of the ones we missed this week were just because, we got excited and made a cast that really wasn't real effective. It either got hit the fish itself or got caught in the crab trap line or something like that. So just take your, the tip I'll give you is this. Just take your time when you see one. They're not going to spook. If you run by them by the boat and they're not spooking off the buoy, you're not going to spook them fishing for them. So take your time and make accurate casts. And usually you can get those fish to bite when you do that.
This is for both of you. Is there less pride when you catch a dumb fish?
That's a great question. I don't know, man. I'll tell you what. I guess it hurts a lot more when you don't catch a dumb fish.
That's right. The embarrassment is bigger, huh?
Yeah. Listen, everyone we catch was a genius fish.
Yeah.
Right. We were smarter.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Bobby, you talking about the numbers? What about size? Because the size I saw coming in at the rodeo this year and last year, there's just some monster blackfish coming in.
Yep. Phenomenal. Every day we had a 27 and a 22 pounder, and that's big. That's big in my book.
Yeah, mine too.
But, you start getting up around a 10 or 12-pound blackfish. I'm going to text you a picture when we get done, a couple of them. But that's a big blackfish to me, But there's numerous 20-pounders that have been caught in the last week that I know of. And these are just the ones that I know of have been caught. So there's some nice size ones. And the good thing about it, we've released all of ours, and I think a lot of people are doing that now. That was unheard of years ago, but now I think a lot of people are releasing them, tagging them and releasing them. You know, they don't know very much about them, so it's probably a good thing to start doing that, you know, when we can, to keep that species going, because they're just, like I said, they're fun to catch. You can catch them all day long.
Absolutely.
I don't fish that often. Sean, you know that. Captain Bobby, you will know that. But so I've never heard this discussion. I'm not even familiar with the term blackfish. Why haven't
people
I?
People call them triple tail, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Dan, you may have heard them called triple tail. Old timers like me still call them blackfish.
Okay.
It's the same fish, yeah.
I got it.
One of the fish, like a ling, for example, that changes names is across the state lines, you know. So it goes from a cobia to a ling in Alabama and a lemon fish in Mississippi.
I get it. Yeah.
So that's the same way with the old timers like me call them blackfish and the young guys like Sean call them triple tail.
No, well, I call them both. I'm actually age-wise, I use both interchangeably. Yeah. Hey, Captain Bobby, somebody wants to get a trip booked with you for maybe running some crab traps, but how about catching trout and redfish and all that good stuff? How do they do that?
ateamfishing.com is our website, Sean, and we're talking about beating the heat. We're running a reduced rate 4-hour trip that lets you get out and fish early, get the best part of the day in, and get in before it gets crazy hot. So you can check that out. They got it up on our website, the pricing and so forth. So check that out at ateamfishing.com.
Great stuff, Captain Bobby. We appreciate it. We'll do it again next week.
Okay, guys, y'all have a great weekend.
We'll do. It's the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McConnell Buick GMC and McCoy Outdoor Company.